For Your Birthday, Chapter 2, by Tiny Weasels. How to Make a Time Machine and Past Friends. A tear went up among all the other Pinkie Pies and her friends as they exited the Hall of Brainy Stuff and began the long, dangerous journey back to the Land of Parties.
Don't mind me. I was just here by myself, all alone, by myself, in the dark, hoping not to get eaten by wolves,
Rocky said as he saw them exit the Hall of Brainy Stuff.
What kind of wolves would eat rocks?
Mr. Turnip asked. After the long and dangerous 5-minute journey, the dream party resumed full force, but Pinkie Pie would not let anything get in the way of her goal. Even the good game of pin the tail on the pony. Pinkie Pie spent her remaining dream time examining the diagram, making notes of where she could find all the parts. When she woke up, she was immediately at her paper and crayons and recreated the diagram as she had seen in her dream. She put on her saddlebags and put in her little Celestia doll and anything else she could think of that might be useful when traveling back in time, then rushed down to breakfast. Pinkamina, her mother said, noticing her daughter's even higher level of energy than usual. Pinkamina, her mother said, noticing her daughter's even higher level of energy than normal, as Pinkie Pie seemed inhaled. Holy gods. Repeating 3. Pinkamina, her mother said, noticing her daughter's even higher level of energy than normal as Pinkie Pie seemingly inhaled her meal.
Are you feeling well?
Yes, Mommy. I feel super duper. I had a great idea for a birthday present to make for the Princess Celestia's birthday, she said, her body nearly trembling with excitement.
Oh, that's nice, dear. Do not try to hurt anything or blow anyone up.
Oh, don't worry, Roxy, Granny Pie said. I'm sure Pinkie will behave herself.
Try to be home by lunch, dear. And make sure to keep your party supplies in a safe place, Roxy Pie said, still trying to come to terms with her daughter's new ways since getting her cutie mark.
Okie dokie lokie,
Pinkie Pie said, cheerfully before bolting from the table so fast she was little more than a pink blur. Pinkie Pie headed to the old shed behind the barn, where her father stored stuff that he'd get around to fixing one of these days. She turned on the light and laid out the diagram on the dusty old workbench.
Okay, first step building a time machine, waffle iron.
Slaving away minute after minute, Pinkie Pie worked tirelessly on her machine, following the crayon drawing to the very last detail. She lifted up her welder's mask and removed the lead-lined gloves from her hooves and wiped her brow. It had taken almost 15 minutes, but her invention was at long last completed. To the casual observer, it might appear to be a clock, a radio, a weather vane, a cheese grater, and curlers attached to a waffle iron, but to her it was a time machine. She removed her protective gear and took a deep breath.
Okay, here goes!
The time machine sparked alarmingly at first, and then made a safe, stable humming sound. Pinkie Pie reached out and began turning the clock's dial backwards. She could see through the shed's window that the sun was moving, now instead of rising. She turned the dial further, and soon it was night again. She turned it the opposite way, and it was daylight.
Sweet!
She exclaimed with glee, moving the dial back and forth quickly to see the sun rise and set. She moved it faster, going, woo, 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 as the sun and moon sped by.
Oh, the princess! That's right! Gotta help the princess!
She said, digging the Celestia doll out of her pack and putting it on her time machine in front of her to help her stay focused. Pinkie Pie began manually turning the clock back farther and farther, but her hooves quickly got tired.
This is taking forever! She whined. Oh! I have an idea!
She picked up a crayon and wrote on the clock. She picked up a crayon and wrote on the clock face, about 1,000 years ago, and then moved the clock hand to that, and the sun and moon blurred in lightning motion as her mane and tail whooshed straight back from the force of the movement. Seconds later, she was no longer in the old shed, but in a forest. She looked around nervously.
I don't think I'm in Ponyville anymore. The castle! That's right! Granny Pie said there was a castle in the Everfree Forest.
Pinkie Pie picked up her crayon again and wrote on the time machine, to the princess and the castle in the Everfree Forest. And then she moved her hand to that indicator. And the machine quickly whipped her around, and she found herself in the courtyard of the castle of such beauty that it almost defied description. The garden around her was filled with all manner of exotic plants and animals. A happy voice behind Pinkie Pie helped bring her out of her daze the trip had left her in. She turned and saw a small blue alicorn looking at her curiously.
Are you from the village? The alicorn asked. I so rarely get to meet the ponies outside the castle. I don't think I've seen you before.
I'm Pinkie Pie. I'm from Ponyville, and I'm from the future.
I am Princess Luna. What's the future like? The princess asked.
It's very futury.
Oh, said the princess in wonder.
Pinkie Pie began explaining the wonders of the future when Luna reached out and touched her shoulder.
Tag, you're it!
She squealed and galloped off. Pinkie Pie didn't travel 1,000 years through time just to be it. She sprang into action, chasing after the princess.
Hey, no fair, I wasn't ready!
Pinkie Pie giggled as they chased each other around the courtyard, passing it back and forth. They played tag and hide-and-seek and just romped around the grounds for fun until both were too exhausted to play anymore. Luna finally noticed a strange machine of Pinkie's and wandered over to it.
What's that? That's my time machine! I just built it!
Is this part of it? Luna asked, pointing to the celestial toy. Is this part of it? Luna asked, pointing to the Celestia toy.
No, silly, that's my Celestia dolly.
Oh, she looks so pretty with those colors in her mane. There was suddenly a loud rumbling noise. Princess looked around nervously.
What was that? An earthquake?
Nope, just my tummy. I'm hungry. Do you want a cupcake, Princess?
Pinkie Pie asked, pulling two cupcakes from her bag.
Nope, just my tummy. I'm hungry. Do you want a cupcake, Princess?
Pinkie Pie asked, pulling two cupcakes from her saddlebags.
What's a cupcake?
It's like a cake, except it's in a cup. See?
Pinkie Pie held one up to Luna as she ate hers in one bite. Luna took the offered cupcake and examined the alien confection, gauging its weight and consistency. She held it up and sniffed it, then hesitantly took a nibble. Her eyes went wide and she gazed at it in astonishment.
Nom, 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 nom.
Luna devoured her cupcake.
It's wonderful.
The princess began asking all kinds of questions about cupcakes and other kinds of foods of the future, and soon their chatter became silly childhood knowledge.
Knock, knock,
said Pinkie with a smile.
What?
Said Luna.
It's a joke. You're supposed to ask, who's there?
Who's there?
Boo!
Boo who?
Why are you crying?
Pinkie Pie replied and fell on the ground laughing. It took the princess a few minutes to get it, but then she started laughing just as hard. The princess wiped tears from her eyes, still giggling.
I have never laughed that much before. Are all ponies as funny as you in the future?
No, Granny Pie says I have a special gift for making people happy.
Yes, you've made me really happy. It gets really lonely at the castle. I don't get to make many friends.
I'll be your friend,
Pinkie Pie said excitedly.
Really?
Said Luna with equal excitement.
Where is this Ponyville you're from?
It's in the future. I don't know if it was there so long ago.
You're from the future, Luna said, her voice trailing off. So you can't stay here.
No, I guess I can't. Mom, Dad, and my sisters and Granny Pie would be really sad if I never came home. When I'm born in the future, maybe you could visit me in Ponyville.
We'll still be friends? Luna asked hesitantly.
Yep, friends forever. It'll just have to be about 1,000 years until we can meet up again, and then we can have more cupcakes and games and jokes, and we'll have all kinds of great stories to tell. Oh, except you won't...
Pinkie Pie covered her mouth with her hooves. What?
I won't what?
Luna asked, clearly worried by Pinkie Pie's words.
I don't think I should say,
Pinkie Pie said, nearly panicking at having said too much to her new friend.
Please, tell me.
Nope, I shouldn't.
Luna turned away in a huff, pouting.
I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend. Okay, okay. In the future, you get... I am your friend. Okay, okay. In the future, you get jealous of Celestia and turn evil and try to destroy the world and die.
Luna's mouth fell open and tears started running down her cheeks. She turned and bolted.
Celestia!
No. Luna's mouth fell open and tears started running down her cheeks. She turned and bolted.
Celestia!
Shortly, a blinding light appeared before her in an alicorn. Shortly, a blinding light appeared before her, and an alicorn appeared, towering over her. Her pink mane flowed in the wind, and her face showed suspicion. There was a note of familiar kindness in the voice. Shortly, a blinding light appeared before her, and an alicorn appeared, towering over her. Her pink mane flowed in the wind, and while her face showed suspicion, there was a note of familiar kindness in the voice.
How did you manage to avoid the royal guard, little one? The large alicorn asked. You know the castle is forbidden, except by invitation.
Pinkie Pie's eyes went wide.
Oh, Princess Celestia, you're so pink, she said, then remembered her manners and bowed. The castle, yes. I'm sorry about that, Princess. I used my time machine to get here. I hope you don't mind.
Time machine? Celestia blinked, appearing confused. Pinkie Pie proudly smiled and pointed her hoof at her odd contraption.
I made it myself, with the help of my big brain. Let me come here from the future,
she said, putting extra emphasis on the word, prolonging the last syllable and waving her hooves around. Celestia took a look at the object and then smiled down at Pinkie Pie.
That's nice, dear. I'm glad to see you have a good imagination, but you shouldn't go around telling old mares tales. Now, if you'll apologize to Princess Luna for scaring her, then I'll have someone escort you home.
Pinkie Pie shook her head.
You don't understand, Princess. I came here to help you. Something bad's going to happen to Luna in the future, and I came back to help her,
she said and held up the coin Granny Pie had given her. Blestia's horn glowed as she levitated the coin.
Strange. That's not... Wait, it is an Equestrian coin. In memory of Luna, let her... Oh my.
She read the rest of the coin in silence and let it drop. Pinkie Pie picked up the coin and read it again in clear voice.
I'm sorry, Princess,
Pinkie said,
but now that you know something bad's going to happen, we can fix it so you don't have to be sad in the future.
Luna was in tears now.
Sally, I don't want to die.
Blestia comforted her sister with her wing.
Don't worry, Luna. I won't let anything happen to you. Go back to the castle now. I need to talk with this little filly. Sally, I want to hear her too.
I know you do, Celestia hugged her.
Do as I say for now. Please, I'll tell you all about it later.
Once Luna left, now under the care of two royal guard ponies, Celestia led Pinkie to a private shaded part of the garden. They sat on silk cushions while Celestia produced tea and cookies on the elaborate stone table between them.
Now, dear Pinkie Pie, tell me what you know. How will Luna die?
Pinkie Pie looked nervously at the princess, not exactly sure how to phrase her response. She knew she'd have to do this as gently and subtly as possible.
You'll kill her
after she tries to destroy the world, she replied to the startled princess. She then recounted the brief story Granny Pie had shared with her. During the strange tale, Celestia let her tea get chilled as her heart.
Nightmare Moon. So what Seer Fatestorm told me is true. I did not want to believe it.
Celestia bowed her head as tears started to fall.
You told me that Luna would be overtaken and turned to evil. Now you've shown me proof, little one. There is nothing to be done, then. The prophecy is already written in the future.
Pinkie Pie did a spit take.
No! We have to be able to do something! Just do something and make her not become Nightmare Moon or something!
Blessia closed her eyes and appeared to be thinking hard indeed. Her eyes flashed open.
Wait. There is something. You.
Me? Pinkie Pie looked back, confused.
What can I do? It is what you have already done, dear. Your presence here means that time is not really the immutable thing I thought it was. What I mean is, time can be changed. Oh, okay, then we can change what happens. I admit temporal mechanics is not something I've dealt with, so perhaps something can be done. Time is like this cookie, the princess said, and levitated a cookie and then turned it sideways to make it appear as a disc. Imagine that this is our planet, and the way time affects our world is like...
Pinkie's eyes were on the hovering cookie.
Celestia used her magic to make the cookie turn into a planet, and around it other planets formed as she began giving Pinkie Pie a lesson on the time-space continuum. Pinkie Pie watched, engrossed as the cookie became a planet, and her mind began to wander. I wonder what a planet would taste like. Ew, but eating a planet would also mean eating every bug on the planet. Wow, these cookies are super duper good. I should get the recipe for Granny Pie. I wonder how Celestia makes her mane and tail ripple like that. There's no wind. I wonder if I could do that. I wonder if that takes a special shampoo.
Pinkie Pie began concentrating, trying to make her mane and tail wavy, but nothing happened.
I wonder if I could summon planets like the princess does.
Pinkie Pie attempted to briefly levitate a cookie with telekinesis, but failed.
Does she have to comb her mane, or does it comb itself? Her mane looks like cotton candy. I love cotton candy. I wonder what Mom's making for lunch. I hope it's not rock soup again. I wonder what candy rock soup would taste like.
And that's how Equestria was made, said the princess in conclusion.
Wow! Thank you, princess,
Pinkie Pie said, snapping out of her daydream.
You are quite welcome, dear. While my logical mind tells me that knowing the future cannot change it, my heart tells me I must try. I knew that the darkness was coming, and I will do all I can to save poor Luna. Thank you for this opportunity, my little pony. You have given me some comfort in the face of the specter to come. Return to the future, little one. Hopefully things will change for the better. At worst, events will remain as they are.
Okay, princess, see you in the future and tell Luna I said bye!
Pinkie Pie said, excited by the thought of there being two princesses in the future and wanting to see how it all turned out. As Pinkie Pie returned to her machine, she looked up to the castle and saw a horn sticking up over the edge of a window. And? Repeating. As Pinkie Pie returned to her machine, she looked up at the castle and saw a horn sticking up over the edge of a windowsill, and a few moments later, a smiling Luna bounced up for a second, wildly waving her arms. She bounced several times, and with each bounce, Pinkie Pie smiled and waved back just as enthusiastically. When Pinkie reached her time machine, she took out a crayon and wrote, "The future!" on the dial and activated it. Within moments, she disappeared in a flash of light.